tonight I'm yours. So deny the truth. We'll stay behind closed doors. 'Cause all I wanna do is lie with you. Even though it's wrong to lie with you.
Understand why people have one-night stands. Sleep with someone and never see them again. I've never had a one-night stand through choice. As in slept with someone and decided myself never to see them again. Because the first time you sleep with someone, it's almost always incredible, right? I mean, the sex gets better, obviously, between two people, but it's an exciting connection, if nothing else. Doesn't have to be love, but you're two people who have found each other in this mad and sometimes horrible world. Why would you want to throw that connection away? How brutal to think, well, you know, I've had sex with you. I never want to see you again. What is that? Have you heard of masturbating? And I know there's lots of people like this, but I don't get it. When Harry Met Sally talks about this, can men and women be friends, you know? Can men and women be, it was the 80s, remember, they ignored homosexuality in films back then. Well, of course you can be friends and not have sex, but the question is sometimes, why not just have sex as well? Oh, it would make it awkward. Would it though? Would it really? Only because we've been taught that sex might make things awkward, that sex is a big deal. It's not. It's just fun. It's on the same page and in the same ballpark as 10-pin bowling and a film. It's the most fun thing you can do with your clothes on. It's the most fun thing you can do with your coat still on. It's the most fun thing you can do with your clothes still on waiting for an Uber. Why not share the most fun thing you can do with a good friend, seriously? We go through such a rigmarole with friends, don't we? Oh, what should we do tonight? Cinema, museum, ice skating? Why don't we just have sex, for fuck's sake? Why don't we just have sex? If you're friends and you haven't slept with each other, I just think when Harry Met Sally missed the point, and most people miss the point, if you're friends and haven't had sex with each other, it's like, that's a bit thoughtless, really, isn't it? Thoughtless, it's a bit unadventurous, it's a bit dull, a bit boring. Oh, we've been friends for 70 years, really? And just friends? How do you mean? I mean, you've been friends all these years, and it's never ever once crossed your mind to have sex? No? Really? What, how about snogging? No. Not even sucking each other's genitals. No, we're just friends. You're not friends. You're unimaginative. That's what you are. What are you talking about? Sex would come between us. No, not having sex comes between you. It's an unnecessary barrier. It is. I'm only half joking. It's probably why you're only half laughing. Remove that unnecessary barrier and just have sex. Oh, but we're 84 now, Nate. Doesn't matter. Get it down your gob. It's delicious. Like a lovely room temperature cup of tea. It's not going to ruin anything. And once you've done it once, you don't have to do it again. It will just bring you closer. Believe me. Be close friends for life without that tension of will we, won't we? Because you already have. And why? Because you have imagination. To know that sex is not for someone else. It's not for people that aren't your friends. Sex is free. It's fun. And it's for tonight.
For tonight I'm yours. So deny the truth. We'll stay behind closed doors. 'Cause all I wanna do is lie with you. Even though it's wrong to lie with you.